Now it's time for Half Hour to Health. Sit back, relax.
I shall not feel good. I feel good. Like a new to the wood,
Good morning and welcome to Half Hour to Health. I'm Dr. Stephanie from Crossroads Chiropractic with Dr. Graham from Crossroads Chiropractic Lakeside up in Meredith. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
So I had the epiphany today. Chiropractic's for everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. It's for everybody.
And I think so many adults particularly think, oh, well, chiropractic's for neck pain and back pain and for grownups.
Yeah, totally. I mean, if you ask anybody off the street and you say, you know, why does someone go to a chiropractor? What do they do? Almost invariably, the person's going to say, oh, well, you know, if someone starts to get like a bad back or arthritis in their back or neck pain or something, they should see a chiropractor. Or I think my grandmother sees a chiropractor.
It's right. I went to one once.
Yeah. But it's going to be like, well, my back hurt, so I went and then I felt better. And the thing about chiropractic is it is really good at back pain. There's plenty of research about that, you know, people who use chiropractic care for back pain do have success. The problem is that selling chiropractic short. And as you start to look a little bit deeper into chiropractic, you can see some really cool things that are way beyond back pain.
Yeah, and so many of the great stories involve kids.
And that's would be a surprising thing to people.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, I think everybody associates back pain with middle age and elderly folks, and that's primarily true. So if you think of chiropractic as a back pain treatment, of course you're going to think of it in terms of, you know, middle aged plus folks. But when you start to understand what chiropractic really does, you realize how valuable it could be for the kids in your life and why we have so many kids at Crossroads Chiropractic.
Yes, so we're going to bring you a multi-part series on how chiropractic can help everyone. Now, I personally started getting adjusted when I was a child, so I have a different perspective on chiropractic, and I didn't have neck pain or back pain. So what brought me into chiropractic was actually ear infections. I had chronic ear infections when I was a kid. And my parents had done the traditional treatment, lots of antibiotics, even tubes put in my ears, and I still would have these chronic ear infections. Particularly, I would miss my birthday party or leave my birthday party in February every year early, or just spend it sick because of these ear infections. So any cold that I got turned into an ear infection for me, and it was quite miserable. And then one day, my parents' chiropractor, I was there for a visit with them. They went, but I wasn't being checked. And he actually asked, can I check your daughter? I know she's having problems with staying healthy and having these ear infections so much. And my parents said yes. And he checked my spine. He found subluxations. He started adjusting me. And then I didn't really notice then, but looking back on it, I realized the incidence of my ear infections really went down to the point where I didn't get them anymore.
That's awesome.
So in my teenage years, going to the chiropractor was just something that I did. I had been doing since I was a child. And I was having dinner with my then high school sweetheart's family. And they're like, you should grow up and be a chiropractor because you go to the chiropractor all the time and you love it. And I'm like, yeah, well, doesn't everyone go to the chiropractor? That was just my frame of mind. So when you're dealing with kids that have chronic ear infections, if you haven't thought of trying a chiropractor yet, I'm saying it just from personal experience, not even as a chiropractor, getting adjusted can make a huge difference. The eustachian tube is that little tube inside the ear that should help drain the fluid. And when you have a subluxation or misalignment at the upper part of the neck, that can prevent that tube from draining the fluid properly. So getting adjusted could be a very simple, all-natural answer to your child's suffering with earaches.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, the point of when you get surgical tubes put in, it's simply to open up that pathway so that the fluid can drain. Because if the fluid doesn't drain, there's a prevalence of bacteria getting stuck in there and ear infections happen. And sometimes it isn't something that needs something surgical like a tube put in, but it's literally just the bone needs to be moved to a different position. And it's so easy and so effective. And it's one of the things like, you know, for my family's experience with chiropractic, we have four kids and they're 10, 8, and 4, and 1, and we've never had an ear infection. And, you know, and they've all been getting adjusted since birth and, you know, touch wood, right?
Right.
And so, but a big thing is we always check the upper part of their necks because it's such a big thing for kids. Kids won't tell you about pain as we go through and tell you all the stuff that chiropractic can help with. One of the things you have to remember is kids aren't going to tell you about pain because they probably don't have a lot of back pain. but it's going to manifest in other ways, like ear infections. And when you start seeing some of that stuff and some of the stuff we're going to talk about in the next couple of shows, that's when you should definitely seek out a chiropractor without a doubt. And maybe even way before that, because the birthing process itself is so traumatic to children. And it's one of those things where it is a natural thing, but the way we do it today with having to use some methods that can be a little bit rougher, whether it's, you know, suction or calipers or even just forceful hands, it can end up being too much on a small child's neck.
Yeah, there's research that's been done over the course of the last few decades about the amount of pressure that a forceps birth can exert on an infant's head, and it can be upwards of 90 pounds of pressure.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is. And the mechanical injury to the upper cervical spine structure can be a cause of subluxations or misalignments, and those misalignments can stay with that infant through their childhood years if they're not checked by a chiropractor, and manifest into all kinds of sorts of things.
Yeah, and I mean, think of it this way. 90 pounds, let's say it's a big baby and it's a 9-pounder, that's 10 times their body weight. So if you're a 150-pound person today standing there, imagine hanging upside down with 1,500 pounds on your neck. How good are you going to feel tomorrow? I mean, really, you know, I mean, you're going to feel terrible, and you're going to say, man, I should maybe go see a chiropractor for the first time.
Yeah.
And so the thing is, that already happened to you, and it happened way before you ever knew, and way before you can even remember.
That's one thing that I talk to new practice members about in their consultations, especially when I see people that have had a history of headaches or migraines or upper neck issues that date back to their childhood years. I always ask, how was your birth process? Did your mom or your dad ever tell you that you were a difficult birth? Did they use forceps or vacuum extraction in those days? And so many of them say, well, yeah, actually. And then you start thinking back that those misalignments in their neck that are causing their problems 20 and 30 years later could have resulted at the very beginning.
Yeah. And sometimes some of those methods, you know, obviously at that point, all they're really caring about is getting the baby out safe and alive. So it just is what it is. And so that's why that something like that happens. And so that's why it's so important to make sure that your child is checked by a chiropractor.
You checked your kids when they were born, I assume.
Absolutely.
Me too. I missed checking my first baby myself because I was still in chiropractic college. She was checked by the world-renowned chiropractor, pediatric chiropractor and instructor, Maxine McMullen, Dr. McMullen. But my second baby that I had at the birth home in Hopkinton here in New Hampshire, I checked her when she was born.
And that's awesome. Amazing. Yeah. And for me, when I checked my first, I was literally just graduating and I had no idea what I was doing. And I had never adjusted a baby at that point. So my first baby adjustment was my 10-year-old son. And a chiropractor that I was going to be working for right out of school, he came to visit us in the hospital, and I said, hey, do you want to check the baby? And he said, no, we have lots of babies in our practice, so you can check the baby and I'll make sure that you know how to do it. And so Elijah got the first adjustment, and hey, you know what? He's still upright, so it must not have gone too bad.
Yeah, he's a pretty smart kid.
Yeah, it worked out okay.
It worked out okay. So another thing that people come to chiropractors for, and particularly for children of that middle school, elementary school age, is when there could be a scoliosis happening.
Yeah.
And some school districts still have their school nurse check for scoliosis. So it's a pretty simple screening where the child bends forward and the nurse looks for the shape of the spine, uneven hips, uneven shoulders. And what's lacking is that once you have screened for that, what do you do about it?
Yeah, because here's the thing. If you don't know, a scoliosis is if you look at someone straight on from the front, it's a curve that goes side to side. And so what's happened is the bones have just deviated in the spine to the side, and it creates an irregular shape to the spine. And that can start damaging the mechanics for that kid, but it can also damage all the neurology. So it can be a very serious thing. So any curve that's greater than 10 degrees in the spine is going to be considered a scoliosis. And, you know, kids get screened for that, and they say, yeah, you do have a little bit of a scoliosis. And then they're just, as Dr. Stephanie pointed out, they're just left to it. Like, okay, well, I have scoliosis. So in the future, I'm probably going to have a bad back. And what's so sad about that to chiropractors is there are ways that we can make that get better in some cases and lessen some of the future problems and really change the whole trajectory of this kid's outlook with a scoliosis.
Mm-hmm. So if you've got kids, particularly of that middle school age, teenagers or preteens, you can look at home. Look to see if their shoulders are level with one another. So if you stand in front of them or behind, put your fingers on their shoulder tips. Look to see if they're level with one another, left or right. Then go down to the hips, put your hands on the top part of the iliac crest or the hip bones, and look to see if they're even. And then just trace their spine with your finger. And then have them round forward as if they wanted to touch their toes. And then look at their spine to see, again, is it straight? And are the ribs level with one another when they're bent forward?
Yeah, it's a good indicator.
So I think parents are, you know, completely able to screen for this themselves if you follow those descriptions.
Yeah, absolutely.
You don't, you know your kid better than anyone else.
And, you know, and once you have a kid with scoliosis, like in our office, what we're going to do is we're going to palpate the spine, feel for the scoliosis. And then the next step is generally, but not always, but generally is going to be to take a set of x-rays. And you can actually measure that scoliosis and that curve and see where it's at. So if it's just under 10 degrees, it's not actually scoliosis yet. And then maybe you can keep it from ever becoming one. If it's very, very serious, that can be completely something different. So we have to see what that curve looks like. But, you know, just this month, I got to do some review x-rays with an elementary school girl in our office, and really sweet kid. And she came in, and her dad was someone who's getting adjusted, and he wanted her to get checked. And I felt her spine, and we felt some curves in there. And we took x-rays, and she had a scoliosis of about 15 degrees. 12 weeks later, we took a new x-ray. So that was just this month, a new x-ray. And now that curve is down to about 9 degrees. And so we've picked up 6 degrees in the right direction. She's technically no longer scoliotic. There is a shift there still that we're going to keep working on to get it even better. But just moving her from beyond that line of being someone who has to go through life with scoliosis to someone who now doesn't have scoliosis was a really cool thing, and we're just really getting started working together. And so I'm really, really excited about her case.
That's exciting. And that's one thing that makes Crossroads different than most chiropractors is that we are looking for the structure of the spine, overall alignment, and subluxation, regardless of whether there's pain or not. And we create a treatment plan to adjust and make as many corrections to that structure as possible. And then we recheck to make sure that we're making that progress. Not all chiropractors use that philosophy. It is fantastic to get adjusted with any chiropractor that's a licensed, qualified chiropractor, but we really encourage you to seek out someone that does do corrective chiropractic care because there's benefits above and beyond with that style of adjusting. You're welcome to give us a call at Crossroads Chiropractic. This month, we do have a complete exam with any necessary x-rays for just $49. It's an awesome opportunity for you to find out how chiropractic might be able to help you and especially your family, particularly your children. We have 3 locations in Meredith, Pembroke, and in Epping. You can call us at 575-9080. That's 575-9080. Or find us on the web at crossroadschiropractic.com. We've got to take a break here on Half Hour to Health, but we hope you'll stay tuned. We'll be back